So let's talk a little bit about how you think through whether or not to recommend hormone therapy and which hormone therapy you might recommend first in a postmenopausal patient and then a premenopausal patient, because those scenarios are a little bit different. Why don't we start out talking about postmenopausal, because I guess that's most breast cancer patients.
Yes. And again, because the older women are more likely to have hormone receptor positive breast cancers, the majority of postmenopausal women will have hormone receptor positive breast cancers. So they're cancers that we would expect would be sensitive to the effects of hormonal therapies. And especially in the truly older woman, a woman in her 70s, 80s, 90s, who has a breast cancer hormone receptor determination that comes back saying it's simply negative, that is the sort of situation where I will often ask the pathologist to repeat the test to be as confident as we can that it is a true negative result.
So in the postmenopausal patient, how do you think through whether to use hormone therapy and which hormone therapy?
Well, again, the first question that I try to address is what is the woman's likelihood of doing well, so that we have some sense of how likely it is that she's not going to do well.
By doing well, you mean not having a recurrence?
Yes. With the most favorable breast cancers, they would be breast cancers that are less than about half a centimeter in size, with no lymph gland involvement. They look a lot like normal breast tissue under the microscope and so forth. Those women have about a 95% likelihood of not experiencing a recurrence of their breast cancer. So many of those women are cured by the local treatment only, so surgery with or without radiation therapy. At the other spectrum, women with large tumors with very large numbers of lymph nodes involved, so 10 or more lymph nodes involved, especially if the tumor looks aggressive under the microscope, the vast majority of those women will experience a recurrence during their lifetime.
What kinds of numbers would you be talking about at the highest level, 10 positive nodes or more?
Those women would have in the range of a 10 to 20% likelihood of being alive and free of breast cancer recurrence a decade after their diagnosis.
Without any systemic therapy?
With local therapy alone.
Right. So you see a whole spectrum within these ER-positive patients. How does hormonal therapy affect those numbers?
Well, hormonal therapy reduces a woman's likelihood of developing a recurrence in any year after her diagnosis by about half. It varies a little bit depending upon which hormone therapy you're specifically talking about. So if a woman's risk of developing a recurrence in the next year without any hormonal therapy is 2%, the use of hormone therapy would reduce that risk to about 1% per year. And those, what we call the hazards of recurrence, the likelihood that in any given year a woman will experience a recurrence of her breast cancer, varies a little bit over time, but for the most part stays relatively constant. So that once we estimate a woman's likelihood of recurrence in the first couple years or several years, we can get a good estimate of her likelihood of benefit from the hormonal therapies.